Blog Talk Radio.
Anticipated show that we have been wanting to give out to you people as far as information is concerned. Hold on, my mom sent me a message. For those of you who don't know, I have a sore throat. I went to the ER because I thought I had strep, but I got tested for strep and couldn't find out it's not strep. It's just a sore throat. I forgot what the technical term he used. But anyway, welcome to a very special edition of Living Loud Nation for Tuesday night. And we're going to go back to our Tuesday night format. May 9th, 2017. I'm taking some medicine, so I'm feeling a hell of a lot better. I'm your host, Rob Schmidt-Offuzzle. Joining me, as always, is Mr. Travis Steele. Travis, are you there?
Yeah, right here.
So, I've been sick since Saturday, and I'm just going to get right into it so we don't waste time. So, I've been sick since Saturday, and it just got worse over the weekend. And then it was like, let me get the doctor's notes here. You know, the discharge paperwork. They told me to go on a liquid diet.
While you're getting a doctor's notice, I know I was just going to share some shit a little bit, just real quick, what happened last Tuesday. You know what happened, Rob Smirnoff. We always talk about the MGTOW shit on here, but two girls I had to go off on me because I admitted I didn't date single moms. I mean, what kind of bullshit is that, y'all? I mean, anybody wants to call in and weigh in on that real quick, you know, fuck it, call it in. What kind of bullshit is that to, unless they have some kind of psychological issues to hide? I mean, I don't want to go in it too long because this is a very special show. But yeah, you know, I lost two friends and they were those clubhouse girls. Dude, I'm going to be honest with you, man. Remember how you said the night you went to Clubhouse? Because, you went with me that night, Rob. Dude, I'm starting to feel like that Holy Bible is starting to wear off on me, bro, because, man, no joke. I feel like God's moving me places, dude. I don't want to sound weird on here, but I really feel like the Lord's touched me lately. And it's crazy.
Wow. I didn't expect that from you, but let's get to the topics at hand. On this edition of Living Loud Nation, I'm doing this with a sore throat. I know it didn't sound like it, but like every time I try to swallow something, man, my throat hurts.
I've had that plenty of times. I hate that shit.
I have a deviated septum, dude, and, like, whenever it gets around this time of the year, spring and summer, I had it bad, in 2013, man.
I had the strep throat that year, too, man. I was working for my local band I was working with, and, man, I had to go to fucking work with that shit. And my throat would just hurt. I was like, oh, my
I had a deviated septum, man, because I didn't know I was sneezing up fucking blood, like dry blood every morning.
And I didn't know what to do.
So I got the insurance, and then I was with my ex-wife at the time, And I said, babe, I'm really going to find out what the fuck's going on. So I went to an ear, nose, eye doctor, and he put this tube through my nose, and he said, yeah, you got a deviated septum. So I should have had surgery years ago. So I know that has to do with it. And the doctor that his name, and by the way, the doctor, I won't say the where this is at, because it's like located in it. Downstreet from my, believe it or not, downstreet from my house at the ER, and I've been there like twice before. And his name is Dr. Hong. Dr. Hong.
Oh, yeah.
This motherfucker here, he's asking me about my history. It's like he didn't even bother to look up my chart, you know, because they have all the information on it. None of my medical, even though this is the ER, I've been there. This will be the third time within a year. Three times within a year that I've been there. And nothing's changed as far as my medication. He asked me, do I have surgery? I said, yes. I said, I had gastric bypass surgery. I didn't tell him when. I mean, that's irrelevant. But, you know, that was 9 years ago. He said, how much did you start out with? And so I told him my history. He said, so did you gain more or less? I said, well, obviously I gained. He said, oh, my God. Do you have diabetes? And I said, no. And I was like, I don't really want to fix this, man. What's all that noise?
Oh, that's my ambulance. So sorry about that.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I really don't want to fight with this guy. So basically, even though I got insurance right now, I'm probably going to get billed like a couple hundred dollars just for a motherfucker to tell me that my diagnosis is acute viral meningitis, which is sore throat. And then it goes on to say that your throat pain is due to an infection called viral pharyngitis, known as sore throat. This is a contagious illness. It is spread through the air by coughing, kissing, or touching others. After touching your mouth or nose, symptoms include throat pain, worse with swallowing, aching all over, headache, and fever. Unlike strep throat, which is a bacterial infection, this illness does not require treatment with the antibiotic. So I might have to be on a liquid diet within the next 24 hours, which kind of sucks, but, you know, I guess it's good to get out. But tonight I have peace. Anyway, I wanted to talk about Texas bill real quick. I don't want to spend too much time about it, but Texas bill 28107. You know, if you paid attention, you know, I sometimes pay attention to the legalization of marijuana in Texas. Texas bill, House bill 2107 would make marijuana, as I'm reading off of this, my statement, it would make marijuana for medical purposes broadly legal in Texas. They said the bill would likely win approval of the full House and brought up for a vote because 77 of 150 House members have signed as co-authors. The bill is likely dead if it isn't scheduled a full House vote by Tuesday, because that's the House to consider the proposed legislation originating in this chamber. Now, so even if it gets that far, you know, I did some research before we went on the air. Greg Abbott went back in 2015. Our governor, Greg Abbott, has gone on record saying that if anything that comes across my, and I'm paraphrasing, Greg Abbott, this son of a bitch, has said that anything back in 2015, I want to say around December, he said, paraphrasing, that anything that comes across his desk dealing with medical marijuana or not, for recreation use would be vetoed. He said that he wouldn't sign it. He's going to veto it. But I read another article that changes this soon, because for people like me that have PTSD, for people like me that have anxiety like yourself, for people like me that have major depression, or AKA major depression, for people like me that have, because of my weight, as I have chronic lower chronic back pain, you know, I'm not a big proponent of weed, but I am in the sense of, if it means that it will take me off of half of these meds that I'm on, if I just got to smoke a little pot, then I'm all for it, because it's not that I'm addicted to, like, I'll say publicly here on the air that it's no secret that I take this particular medication, and I take it the way that it was intended to be taken. You know, they were asking this particular ER, man, it kind of got me fucked up, because I think that the discussion that we're having here about, you know, the 2107 bill, it kind of coincides with, you know, my medical history and the medications that I'm on, because there's an argument of Big Pharma, because Big Pharma is going to lose. I mean, do you realize how much of a boost in the economy here in Texas that we would get if they made it just legal for medical use, and you just get a medical card. I don't know how much people feel about it, because I haven't had that discussion with him or her about it, because there's two doctors there. But here's my problem.
I mean, I'm gonna admit this, Patrice, because I hate to say this online, but my problem with smoking pot, and I'm just gonna say it straight up online here, I can't do it because I'll be drug tested, I'll be UA'd, and my benefits make me get drug tested. So yeah, I can't do it. I can't do it myself. But if you do it, you know, more power to you. I mean, I know many people that smoke pot and are cool people. Now there is a lot. Every once in a while, I'll admit something online, you'll run into a crybaby fucking little social justice warrior stoner that thinks he's the, you know, king of shit and wants to act, you know, go off on everybody that's anti-stoner or he proclaims as anti-stoner when they're not. You know, I'm a guy that's in for free choice, you know, and for fairness. You know, it's just like I feel about being a men's rights advocate. Even though I say I'm a MGTOW, I'm still a men's rights advocate. Same thing applies, that how I feel like, you know, the same thing. I feel like there's no fairness for men these days with women, with the same thing applies about, you know, smoking pot. And yeah, if it's going to help people like you, Rob, and anybody else that has personal issues, or multiple people that have multiple sclerosis and stuff that need it, then yeah, maybe that, or even Asperger's syndrome, I've heard it might help. Then yeah, go ahead and legalize it, if Greg Abbott will do it.
Well, here's another thing, like, you know, the last couple of days down in Austin, they've been having conversations, like, you know, testimony by doctors, and there's like one doctor was saying, "Oh, it's going to be addictive." No, it's not. Shut the dude. It's not a dick. Come on. It's not like cocaine, you know?
Not all doctors are bright. Let's be honest. They just, you know, it's so easy to get a damn PhD these days. I mean, a doctor's degree. I mean, it's just.
I've smoked pot plenty of times in my life, and you don't see me. And I'm a pretty straight-edged guy. Like, going back to tonight, my experience at this, it would be different if this was a different emergency room hospital that I've never been before, and they don't have my medications or my history, but they have all my shit.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed other than maybe a medication, the only thing that's changed in the last 6 months with my medication is that the amount of medication for my antidepressant and my PTSD too, because it helps with that anxiety. That's the only thing that's changed. Other than that, my medications are still the same. It's from the same doctor, same doctor's office. And I was really insulted. I understand, bless her heart, the nurse that was trying to help me. I understand that she was trying to blast it. But I'm like, and I told her kindly, I was starting to get a little agitated because this doctor, his name is Dr. Hong. You know?
Yeah.
He had to be a Chinese motherfucker, Asian son bitch. Hell, Japanese, they all look the same to me, shit. They all look the same. And this motherfucker was talking about my weight, and I damn near got up and slapped the shit out of him.
Yeah, I won't blame you.
I mean, I'm like,
that's how I feel about a lot of these. I mean, not to go back to MGTOW, you know, it's okay to put a little blurs of MGTOW or MRA. That's how I feel about a lot of women that judge guys for being big, you know. You know those shallow bitches in the world that always think everybody's got to have a six-pack or be some really fit, attractive guy just to date. I feel like slapping the dog shit out of women that think like that, just to slap the mindset. But, you know, same thing you feel about that doctor. But go ahead, Rob.
No, it's just like, Dude came at me sideways, as you said in the hood. In other words, he obviously did not take the time to look at my medical history, get my chart based on the information that I given to them previously.
Yeah.
Now, the last time that I was there was in early October 2016.
Yeah.
Had he just took a moment of 5 minutes just to look over my shit, I'm like, I was getting really irritated with the question. It's like, God damn, dude. Like, I've already told all this shit. I had gastric bypass surgery in 2008, 9 years ago. I had my gallbladder taken out and gallstones taken out November 19, 2009, a year and a half after my bypass surgery. Those are the only two surgeries that I've had. I just really hate having to go to another doctor, man.
Yeah, you know, I hear you.
Because I've had a couple of them, and the one that I got now is awesome. It's just, I need to do my part first.
The same thing to me going to a psychiatrist. You know, I see a psychiatrist for my anxiety, depression, and ADHD, and I'd hate to change doc, you know, my doc, because he's freaking out. He's a great doc. He's been really good to me, and I've only seen him for a couple of years, but he reminds me a lot of my child psychiatrist. You know, he's taking care of me well, but I'd hate to move, you know. I worry about that one day, you know, with you already know my family situation. You know where I live, Rob.
You know, it's just, you know, it's the same shit. You know, if I ever had to move out of state or something like that, I'd have to go start all over again and get on their benefits. It's just a fucking mess. You know what I mean, man? I know how it is.
I mean, I live in far north in East Dallas, you know, my baby and all that. And his office is a good 20, 22 miles away. And I go there every month just to get the two scripts for my ADHD and my chronic lower back pain.
Yeah.
I've been open about it. There ain't nothing to hide. I'm disabled. But I can work. And me as a friend, right now, this is Robert Austin talking to Travis Gill. Daily, this is not Rob Thurman Buzzle. This is Robert Osborne to you. And I think that if they were to pass medical marijuana in the state of Texas, just for your anxiety and some of the other stuff that you talked about, that I will not repeat here on the air out of respect for you. If nothing else, I think if you got hooked up with the right strand of weed, dude, they got so many strands of weed
If I got hooked up with the smoking pot, I'd probably do it all the time. I'd probably light up a fucking hookah. And a hookah, you know what a hookah is, right? A hookah bomb.
I started to join y'all when you told me about it. I started to, like, maybe I should go hang out with you. I didn't know you liked to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I just got back into it. They were asking me, do you smoke?
I'm like, no. They were like, do you, the nurse was like, do you drink? I'm like, no. In fact, I'm going on 5 years. And then 5 years of being sober. July 8th will be 5 years.
Well, you know what, man, did you see my Facebook earlier? You know what, I'm going to announce it right now. I'm actually quitting drinking again.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm tired of the shit, dude. And yes, there's stakes out there. I've talked about it in the past on here on the podcast, guys. I am quitting going to the strip clubs. Me and Rob went several Saturdays ago. He didn't feel right there, and you know what? It's starting to wear off on me. I think it feels like God is opening up my eyes and seeing the truth, because those two bimbo fucking strippers turned on me. You know that one I was really cool with, and whatever her name was, Raven, whatever.
Hey, take the phone away, or unless you're on your headset.
Yeah, I'm on my headset.
Sorry about that. No, it's fine. Eventually, we need to get you like a headset, like a nice little setup or whatever. What we need to do is, I'm gonna give a shout out to Anthony Missionary Thomas from Reference Group. He's gonna help me out.
We got ten more minutes on the show, man.
Yeah, I'm about to say that, but I know. I'm just want to let you know, as far as the future of the show is growing slowly but surely, but not at the pace that I would like it to be. But I think after trying to have a business session with Missionary, I'm going to change the way that we do the recording. We'll probably do it through Skype like everybody else does it. And then I can always finish the show and then add in intros and all that shit later. And then get off of this blog video platform. You know, so that we have more time instead of, 30 minutes of live air. And then we have, 15 minutes of the overdrive or the after call. But I didn't even get, did you see my post today? I did a video blog about my company. I didn't even get into that, man. You know, honestly, I came home, I took my nightly medicine. Honestly, I was like, if had it not been for the fact that I took my antidepressant/anti-anxiety medication, not taking that, dude, I probably would have ended up slapping that doctor. I can tell he's a good dude, but he came at me the wrong way, man. I'm sitting there for like an hour. I'm like, dude, my fucking throat is killing me.
He says
you have a viral infection and it just needs to run its course, basically. If it was strep throat, then that would really suck, because then I really had to be on a liquid diet and just take the antibiotics. Because I was prepared to go to, I think it's a Walgreens or CVS down the street, right across the way from where I live, and it's 24 hours. So it wouldn't have cost me shit, $5, if anything, it's not like I was going in there trying to get, lithium or fucking say, hey, give me some more Xanax, or, hey, man, give me some, I need some codeine, cough syrup.
It wasn't like
I was trying to go in there and get that. I mean, I was hoping for Well, I was looking at actually getting, you know, antibody for it because I thought it was bacterial, and they had it on site. It took them about 15 minutes, but they swabbed my throat and they tested it for it. And I couldn't find out I don't have it. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, so,
I'm having to hold my earpiece up. Sorry. To my, you know.
We got about 4.5 minutes left. Do you want to do the after party or do you want to just call it?
We'll go ahead and do the after party. Yeah, man, I just, you know, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, I had a shit week last week. It's just like Tuesday, I had a couple, you know, you know what, real quick, and just rant about this before the after party. You know, on social media these days, you can't even just express your feelings anymore without somebody fucking judging you. You got so many fucking social justice warriors out there, or people that just start shaming you for no reason. You know what I mean? I admit it, I didn't want to, you know, I'm trying to get back, I'm somewhat into the dating game, you know, if I ever meet the right woman, I might give her a chance, you know, because I know we talk a lot about MGTOW, but I said I'm a purple pill MGTOW, and I'm, you know, even one of this
not to interrupt you, but guess who just posted on my status?
Who?
Kristen.
Oh, God. The fuck she
forgot
we were still Yeah, man, there you go. What are you talking about? We always talk about MGTOW, you know, and by the way, I guess, yeah, but yeah, anyways, let's just say real quick, you know, it's funny you can't even fucking express your emotions, man, online or anything anymore just because somebody has to come out and get butt hurt. You know, I said I didn't want to date single moms because I listen to guys like fucking, I don't even listen to none of the MGTOW YouTube, popular YouTubers like MGTOW 101 or Sandman. I'm more listening to MRA guys, like actual knowledgeable guys. Like this guy I've been really watching is Entrepreneur in Cars, aka Richard Cooper. And then another guy's An Ear for Men or Voice for Men called Paul Elam. He actually was on 2020 before. He was on the, he actually went on 2020 and stated that there's a problem in marriage today, and a lot of guys are really not wanting to get married no more because of, you know, they're scared to get married because of the corrupted court system, you know. They're afraid that women are just going to leave you just for any reason, you know, because your sex is bad, the sex is no good in bed. I mean, all kinds of reasons. You know how it is, Rob. You went through a divorce.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're about to be in the after parties. How many minutes we got left?
1 minute and 45 seconds.
All right, people, for Travis Steele, it's Rob Uzzle there. We'll see you in the after party.
All right, so while we do that, I'll go ahead and play some music, and here we go. Welcome to the after party. Yeah. We're stoners, and we sound gay right now. Nah.
That sounded really, really shitty. You know that? Welcome to the after party, people. This is Travis Steele. You're the main host here. Rob Ozel being the little douchebag here, but you know how it is. But yeah,
Rob's
continue.
Rob's Rob turn off Ozel. Say it with Rob.
Rob Smirnoff Ozzle. Okay. Ah, dang. Crybaby. I'm just fucking with you. All right.
Listen to me, damn it. Listen, goddamn it. Don't fuck up my name.
Rob Smirnoff Ozzle. Anyways, you know, I'll continue what I was saying is, yeah, I had a shit week, man. It's just like, not shit week, like bad week. Just, it's funny. I have people just go against me for my own personal life choices. Like, and it's not even family. It's more like people that I was acquainted with. And the sad thing is, I'm still going to have to see these acquaintances because they're best. They're not best friends, but they're friends with one of my best friends. You know him, Joseph Cabrera, aka Dallas Metal Scene.
Yeah, what's up, Joseph?
Joseph's not on here.
I know, but Joseph, he's a ugly motherfucker. Now I'm bullshitting Joseph.
I'm just saying, I have to still hang. You know, we're talking about the topic of MGTOW, you know. I mean, if we anything MGTOW related, you know, this is pretty much the after party. Yeah, it's pretty sad I had to get fucking chewed out because I said I didn't want to date single mothers. I mean, Rob, would you ever date single mothers, man?
I have before cast a single mother.
The only problem with updating with single mothers, man, and here's my saying. I mean, you want to agree? I don't know if you agree with me on this or not. I mean, and if anybody agrees with me on this, okay, here's three main rules. The kids got to accept you for being the boyfriend to their mother. Her kids are always going to come first. You're always going to be second bananas to her, or possibly third or fourth, because she's probably going to have the baby daddy in the picture sometimes, and she's always going to have to cater to him because she had a child with him, which we can understand that. And then third, how do you know she ain't having you around just for a financial pawn? You know, you'll know that. The resistance of sex that she gives you, the affection she don't show you, the lack of commitment, and she's always blowing you off and putting you off and making you feel low and have bad gut feelings about her and shit. But yet, when she needs money, she'll call you, really, saying, hey, can you give me something? I need to get my kids something to eat. You're the best boyfriend ever, or something like that. But she never wants to make time for you. That's exactly the reason why I don't want to date single moms myself, because I learned, man, they're kind of dangerous.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Yep.
I mean, because like if you date a single mom, you have to accept the fact that what comes with the territory. You got the kid or kids, and then obviously you can't avoid the motherfucker, so the kids are going to be involved. Then you're going to start having feelings for the kids, and even though you may go into it and say, you know, I'm not going to do shit for these kids, yeah, you are. It almost happens all the time. Even though, like, me and Kat are just BFFs, like, there have been times, like, I took over her daughter, and I would still buy her something to eat, or if we stop at a store and we're, like, going somewhere, and I go out of my way, like, even now, you know, every now and then, you know, Kat will buy me something, like, if we go somewhere and stop, be like, hey, I got it. You know, like, I always try to offer. This is me. You know,
that's you.
Like, you know, like, I know what she likes to drink. Because we don't need to on and off for 11 years. So, if I have, like, because I'm a big tea drinker. And she'll drink tea, like, hey, you thirsty? She's like, what you got? By the way, man, I got to get the name of these things. They're like 59 cents.
Yeah.
And, fucking at Walmart for like 59 cents. It's some kind of water, and it's easy on your throat.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. Cough drop or some shit like that.
Here's something to trick me out. Like, as much as I like diet soda.
Yeah.
Oh, my mom's texting me. Hang on.
Yeah.
Meds.
Anyway.
Keep me posted.
anyways, just to let people know, I mean, I just had a shit week. I had two girls turn on me. One of them was being passive aggressive towards me, telling me because I was talking. That was the girl I was talking. You remember that one pretty cute chick that comes sit by me named Leah? The one I called Dallas at the club when we went that weekend, that Saturday, Rob? You were sitting by the door. Anyways, it was her. She started being passive-aggressive. You saw all the comments telling me to date BBWs or go find a 30-year-old virgin. And then that other girl I thought was really cool, that was always friends with my friend Joseph, my buddy Joseph. It's funny how she just turns on me like fucking just 180 and calls me names and start cussing me out. And she even got pissed off when I was talking about fairness, like talking about equality for men, between men, both men and women. And she said, that triggered her, dude. That really triggered her. And then she started talking shit, talking about, oh, I had enough of this. You already pissed off the club, giving us a 2-star rating, which I actually talked to Sam about, the club promoter of that place. You remember Sam? I told him, hey, it was an accident, which it was an accident. All around, I'm not going back to that clubhouse place anymore. I'm tired of going to Vinny's place. And, you know, I mean, I'm just going to say it on air. I'm tired of going to that place. My buddy promotes for them. That's cool. Anybody ever wants to go to it, hey, you're welcome to. I mean, ask at the door for a ticket to get, you know, half off price with the card. But definitely, you know, I'm not interested anymore. Man, it's about time. I need to start finding me a date. And another thing I want to do, man, I'm trying to improve my life. I'm actually thinking about, me and my friend talked about this the other day. I'm thinking about trying to lose some of my stomach, you know, some weight. I don't want to be really skinny, but at least shed some pounds. You know what I mean? Because you already know how body fat is. It all gets stored out. It's all energy, like energy. It gets stored in you, and you can burn calories. It's always best to go work out when you haven't ate a full meal yet. That's what they say. And to drink plenty of water. But, yeah, Rob, I mean, that was pretty much my week. You know, I know I didn't mean to, you know how it is. We both have this show, so I had to come out and admit it, and I admitted in the after party that, hey, guys, I don't date single mothers for three reasons, and those three reasons are the real reason. Plus, you know.
Oh, by the way, did you see my post about the that Sonic Boom alarm clock I bought?
Oh, yeah.
That son of a bitch works like a fucking champ. Like this morning, like even if after I hit the snooze, it kept going off every 10 minutes. I literally had to unplug it. I had to unplug it from the wall. Now I got to reset the whole thing. I pretty much knew how to work it, but like, oh my God, that motherfucker will wake you up. And if you have the volume up too high, like, it scares the shit out of me. Like, I'm thinking somebody's trying to break in the house or something.
Oh, shit.
You know, because you're, like, half awake and you're dreaming about shit.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, you hear, boom, ding, 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 ding. I mean, it's just loud. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
I need to read the instructions a little bit more. I just read the basics, you know, how to set some time.
I sound really tired than what I really usually sound tonight because I'm actually staying up because of just to do the after part, you know, just to do the podcast tonight because of, you know, well, I've been kind of falling asleep early lately, man.
Oh, dude, by the way, I got your message. It wasn't because I didn't want to talk. My throat was like so sore that, like, I couldn't talk. I was in so much pain, and now that I know that it's natural.
You know what? I got a story to tell you real quick, man, and I don't know if I should tell you here on the podcast.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and end the after party so I can go ahead and post it. And then give me about 5 minutes and then call me You call me on just call me regular phone. Don't I hate
yeah
I hate the messenger thing. Just give me about 5 minutes. So. All right. This is the after party, and this has been Living Loud Nation for May 9th, 2017. Take care.
Yeah. All right. See ya.
See you.
Later.